Pope Benedict XVI prayed the Via Crucis with pilgrims to World Youth Day Madrid 2011 in Cibeles Square, Madrid, on Friday evening, Emer McCarthy reports.
It was the first great ecclesial event of this 26th World Youth Day to take place in the presence of Pope Benedict XVI, and it was the very essence of Spanish devotion. The world had come to Madrid, and Madrid had brought the Iberian Holy Week, and in particular their Way of the Cross, to the world stage. Fraternities, ancient guilds of artisans, custodians of stations, had carried the precious statues from all four corners of the nation to Madrid's Cibeles Square. The station from Malaga, leaving the city boundaries for the first time in its centuries-old history. The sun was still high, beating down on the pilgrims as they watched the giant wooden World Youth Day cross come to rest before the first station, to the notes of Ubi Caritas. It was carried in turn along the path marking Christ's passion by young Christians from Iraq, from Rwanda, from Spain, from young Catholics with disabilities, young men and women who have recovered from addiction. The meditations were written by the Hermanas de la Cruz, Sisters of the Cross, the spiritual daughters of Ángela de la Cruz, a religious congregation founded in Seville, Spain in 1875. A congregation of women at the forefront in helping those whose society have forgotten, who care for today's suffering. In fact, the meditations were devoted to the problems of the world's youth, their sufferings. The third station, Peter's Denial, spoke of the innocent victims of the wars that devastate the nations, and how Jesus calms the heart of many people who await the salvation of God in silence. The meditation on the ninth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments, of crimes against children. Jesus suffers with all those who suffer, with those that are victims of genocide, violence, rape and sexual abuse, crimes against children and adults. The reflection in the 13th station focused on the pain of parents who have lost children to hunger while affluent societies, swallowed by the dragon of consumerism, of materialistic perversion, sink in the nihilism of the emptiness of their lives. The final moment was the contemplation of Our Lady of Sorrows from Seville.
Son imágenes donde la fe y el arte se armonizan para llegar al corazón del hombre, invitarle a la conversión.
In these images, faith and art combine so as to penetrate our heart and summon us to conversion, said Pope Benedict. Christ's passion urges us to take upon our shoulders the sufferings of the world in the certainty that God is not distant or far removed from man and his troubles. On the contrary, he became one of us in order to suffer with man in an utterly real way. Then, the Pope concluded, with an appeal to the young people, that they go in search of those less fortunate, that they share their lives with others. So be sure not to pass by on the other side in the face of human suffering. For it is here, he said, that God expects you to give the very best of yourselves, your capacity for love and compassion.
Vosotros, que sois muy sensibles a la idea de compartir la vida con los demás, no pasáis de largo ante el sufrimiento humano, donde Dios os espera para que entreguéis lo mejor de vosotros mismos.
The cross was not a sign of failure, but an expression of self-giving in love. Then, to the chant of Benedicto, the Pope took his leave of Cibeles Square, which has been the protagonist of this World Youth Day to date. Saturday, celebrations moved to the vast space of Cuatro Ventos, the military airport on the outskirts of Madrid, for the great prayer vigil and Sunday's closing World Youth Day Mass. With Pope Benedict in Madrid, I'm Emer McCarthy.